Recorded Books and RB Digital present Holy Sister, Third Book of the Ancestor by Mark Lawrence, narrated by Heather O'Neill. The story so far. For those of you who have had to wait a while for this book, I provide brief catch-up notes so that your memories may be refreshed and I can avoid the awkwardness of having to have characters tell each other things they already know for your benefit. Here I carry forward only what is of importance to the tale that follows. The people and places in the brief summary I start with are expanded on further down, so if it means nothing to you, skip the next paragraph and then come back to it. Grey Sister ended with Nona, around 15 years old, escaping Shirzal's palace with troops in pursuit. She had friends with her, including Zol, Ara, Regal, Abyss Glass, and Sister Kettle, and assorted other survivors. Zol had the Nói Gúin Shipheart, stolen from the assassin's headquarters beneath the palace. Clara helped Nona escape, but went back to Shirzal's service. Nona's enemy from the convent, the novice Joeli Namsis, is still in the palace, and her actions led to the death of Nona's friend Darla during the escape. Nona and her companions are in the mountains on the border with Skithrol, and a long way from the convent. The story does not begin with this scene, but will return to it presently. Abeth is a planet orbiting a dying red sun. It is sheathed in ice, and the vast majority of its people live in a 50-mile-wide ice-walled corridor around the equator. An artificial moon, a great orbiting mirror, keeps the corridor free of ice by focusing the sun's rays into it each night. When, thousands of years ago, the four original tribes of men came to Abeth from the stars, they found the ruins of a vanished people they called the Missing. The Empire is bounded by the lands of the Skithrol to the east and by the Sea of Marn to the west. Across the sea, the Derns rule. At the end of Grey Sister, Skithrol hordes under their battle queen Adoma were massing on their side of the mountain range that forms the border for an attack. The Emperor's sister Shirzal commands the defense against Skithrol from her palace in the mountains. She was going to betray the Empire and let Queen Adoma's forces through the Grand Pass. The deal included combining the shipheart held by the Nói Gúin assassins and the shipheart stolen from Sweet Mercy Convent by the ice triber Yisht. With the two shipharts, Queen Adoma has, thereby making the quartet of shipharts believed necessary to open the Ark. The Ark lies beneath the Emperor's palace and was built either by the Missing or by the first humans and is said to allow control of the moon. Shipharts are objects of disputed origin that may have powered the ships that brought the tribes of man to Abeth. The closer a person gets to one, the more enhanced their natural talent for magic is. Get too close, though, and the shipheart's power begins to break your mind apart. Undesirable pieces of your personality, like anger, or greed, or malice, split into sentient fragments called devils, and exert greater influence over you. As the sun weakens, the ice continues a slow advance despite the warmth of the moon's nightly focus. As the corridor is squeezed, nations look to their neighbors for new territory. The Empire's nobility are the Sis. The suffix is attached to the name of ennobled families, for example, Taxis, Jotsis, etc. The four original tribes that came to Abeth were the Gerant, Hunska, Marjal, and Quantal. Their blood sometimes shows in the current population, conferring unique powers. The Gerant grow very large, the Hunska are fantastically swift, and the Marjal can manifest all manner of minor to medium magics, including shadow weaving, sigil writing, and mastery of elements. The Quantal can access the raw power of the path and manipulate the threads that are woven to create reality.